Suppose you had just a few weeks to find and hire dozens of smart, hardworking people with a wide-ranging set of skills to help you run something really big, like the government of Pennsylvania. Well, that's precisely the challenge facing Governor-elect Tom Wolf as he prepares to take the reins January 20th. WHYY's Dave Davies spoke to veterans of the process and some in Wolf's camp about the stakes and challenges in getting a new administration up and running.
Big private companies might spend a year or more planning a new product line or a major corporate move, but a would-be governor can't really start his transition until he's won the election. If he started assembling his team early, it would appear he's taking voters for granted. So now Tom Wolf has a lot to do in the 8 weeks before Inauguration Day, like finding a lot of talent in a hurry.
Certainly over 100 appointments of various kinds, whether at the cabinet level, the sub-cabinet level.
That's Katie McGinty, whom Wolf has already named his chief of staff. Wolf will need 16 cabinet members who require Senate confirmation and dozens of their deputies. There's the governor's inner circle, the legislative, policy, and communications people who have to be smart, hardworking, politically savvy, and a smoothly functioning team. And beyond the full-time hires, there are literally hundreds of appointments to state boards and commissions. David Patty, president of the Pennsylvania Business Council, says high-visibility appointees must be vetted to avoid embarrassing revelations.
Today in the world of Twitter and the Internet, it's all the harder. You know, are there any photos out there we're not going to like? Is there, you know, something that they said one time in a speech that's going to be used against them in a confirmation process?
Another challenge is that when you find people with the background and skills to run big agencies like the Pennsylvania Health Department, they're likely to have pretty good jobs already. So you need to convince them that they want to give up what they're doing, move to Harrisburg, and sacrifice some salary and perks. Montgomery County Commissioner Josh Shapiro is serving on Wolf's transition team.
It's very hard to find people who are willing to serve, in some cases willing to, you know, take a pay cut and leave the private sector to do it. But I think Tom Wolf is the kind of person that attracts talent and attracts good people.
David Patty of the Business Council says what a governor can offer appointees is the challenge of setting policy that may affect millions of people and the excitement of being in the halls of power. Some, he says, know they'll come away with some good stories to tell.
You know, I was in the governor's office when we were cursing out so-and-so or congratulating the people who had helped us, or signing this bill that we had worked on for so hard. That's what you're playing for.
A bad cabinet appointment can embarrass a governor, and friction or incompetence within the governor's inner staff can cause all kinds of problems. Comcast Executive Vice President David L. Cohen, who managed both mayoral and gubernatorial transitions for Ed Rendell, says an executive needs to find the right people, but they don't all have to be in place by Inauguration Day. Leaving a holdover from the previous administration in office while you keep looking is sometimes the right move.
I mean, I have seen executives in transitions panic-stricken because, oh my God, we've got five vacancies and we take office in a week and make bad decisions.
Wolf is sworn in on January 20th. Dave Davies, WHYY News.